Senegal government officials have issued a statement demanding a probe into Saturday's attack and urging a fast deployment of a joint African Union and United Nations force expected to begin patrols by the year's end. Senegal President Abdoulaye Wade said if it is found the troops killed were not equipped to defend themselves, Senegal would consider a pullout. Five Senegalese troops were also killed in April in an attack in Darfur. Among those killed in the attack late Saturday were seven soldiers from Nigeria, a Senegalese police officer, and military observers from Mali and Botswana. Many more are missing. Senegal military spokesman Ousmane Sarr says the future of the nation's military involvement in Darfur is up to the government. The troops, he says, remain resolute despite the heightened risks and their commitment to defend Darfur or any area they are deployed to.
It's a problem because when you have a soldier which is killed, it's a problem. But the military, part of his job is always in danger everywhere. But we are facing this and we are taking care of the problem.
The expansive Darfur region is patrolled by about 7,000 African troops. The combination AU and UN force is expected to total about 26,000. African analyst Festus Aboji with Pretoria-based Institute for Security Studies says it is difficult for often poor African nations to come up with and sustain an adequate force for a conflict such as Darfur.
You're talking of a continent where democracies are fragile and there are other serious law and order issues and serious crimes. Then, of course, the natural disasters and stuff like that. So all in all, I'm arguing that I think Africa is being expected to punch above its weight.
Aboji says the African Union has put forth its best efforts to use African troops to solve African problems, but the funds and manpower are just not there.
I think we need to commend the African Union for the political will that is being able to demonstrate. But see, beyond political will, we must now deal with the substance. And the substance is what I think is worrisome.
Saturday's attack is being called the worst aggression on African Union troops since their deployment to Darfur in 2004. Carrie Barber for VOA News, Dakar.